Hawaii for Wadney Watt by Helen Lester, illustrated by Lynn Munsinger. Poor Wadney. Wadney Watt. His real name was Rodney Rat, but he couldn't pronounce his R's. And to make matters worse, he was a rodent, or a wodent. What's your name, Wadney? Asked all the other rodents. Wadney Watt, whispered Wadney. What's another name for bunny? They asked knowingly. Wabbit, he mumbled. And how does a train travel? They winked at each other. A twain travels on a twain twack, Wadney replied miserably. All of this teasing day in and day out made Wadney the shyest rodent in his elementary school. His squeak could barely be heard in class. He gnawed lunch alone. And while the other rodents scurried and scooted about at recess, Wadney hid inside his jacket. Then one day, as the rodents were taking turns doing wheelies, a new rodent, a very large rodent, barged into the classroom and announced, My name is Camilla Capybara. I'm bigger than any of you. I'm meaner than any of you. And I'm smarter than any of you. Then she added, So there. With that, she accidentally, on purpose, elbowed an ear, bumped two noses, stepped on three tails, and lay down on a desk. Fur prickled in fear through the classroom. She sure was bigger than any of them, and she sure looked meaner than any of them. Was she really smarter than any of them? What's 2 plus 2? Asked the teacher. 4, shouted Camilla Capybara without even bothering to raise her paw. And furthermore, 4 plus 4 is 8, 8 plus 8 is 16, and 243 plus 125 is 368. Later, when the teacher asked, What's the capital of? Camilla interrupted. New York, Albany, population 295,594. And during science, an answer to the question, What part of the plant is below the ground? Camilla Capybara danced on her desk and sang, Root, root, rooty toot toot. Yep, thought all the other rodents, she's smarter than we are too. They felt very, very uncomfortable. Every afternoon, just before the final recess, the teacher drew a name from her hat to see who would be the leader for their favorite game, Simon Says. She scrunched her eyes closed and jiggled the hat. Would it be Harry the Hamster? Minifest Mouse? Grizzle Frizz Guinea Pig? Could it be Big, Mean, Smart Camilla Capybara? Miss Fuzzleworth's paw reached in and pulled out the name of Wadney Watt. The bell rang and there was a wild scurry for the door, and Camilla Capybara was the first on the playground, having trampled the others in her path. To Wadney, she looked especially scary. What would she do when she heard him speak? Would she breathe capybara breath in his face? Or tie him up with his own tail? Maybe pounce on him? The tiny, trembling leader of the game stood before the eager players, his head well hidden inside his jacket, and squeaked, Wadney says, Weed the sign. While the other rodents read, P.S. 142 Elementary School for Rodents, Camilla began pulling up weeds around the sign and wildly flinging them hither and yon till she was clear up to her teeth in dirt. And the other rodents all began to smile. Wadney says, Wap your paws around your head. He peeked a little peek out of his jacket and saw, Wap, wap, wappity, slappity, wap. Camilla was wapping her paws around her head so hard she became dizzy and gave herself a headache and had to sit down. The other rodents couldn't help but giggle. Wadney says, Play wing around the wozy. Camilla put out her arms like wings and made an airplane noise. Nrrr. But where was the wozy? What was the wozy? Now, Wadney's voice was stronger and his head was entirely out of his jacket. Wake the leaves! Nobody moved. Wadney says, Wake the leaves! While Harry, Minifeet, Grizzle Frizz, and all the others busied themselves raking, Camilla Capybara grabbed one leaf and yelled, Wake up! Then she snatched another. Come on, you! Up, up, up! And another. Rise and shine! And another. Boo! By now, all the other rodents were squealing with laughter, all but Camilla, who frowned. Stupid leaves, they won't wake up. And why was everyone laughing at her? They were such bullies. In a voice so strong he had to hold his own ears, Wadney called, Wadney says, go west. The rodents collapsed in a happy heap for a rest. Go west. Camilla Capybara, feeling very smart that she could tell directions by the sun, said, all right, I shall go west. And then she added, so there. West she stomped. Forever, she was gone. And from that day on, the pupils of P.S. 142 Elementary School for Rodents never teased Wadney again. He was their hero. "Hooray for Wadney Wet!" they cried. "Woot, woot, a wooty toot, toot!"